Joining us now via phone is Captain Chris Atack of the Carrboro Police Department. Captain Atack, thank you for joining us, and what can you tell us about the situation right now?
Well, Aaron, we've been out here since about 3 o'clock. We initially came out here as a response to a suspicious person call on the roof of the Hampton Inn. And we officers, once they arrived on scene, made contact with an individual on the roof, became concerned for his safety, and we have been actively involved in talking with him since about 3 o'clock. So we're coming up, we're rolling into about our third hour here. We have shut down East Main Street from Roberson all the way to Merritt Mill to vehicles and pedestrians as a precaution and out of specific concerns that I can't get into at this point. But we are here. Chapel Hill Police Department is assisting, Carrboro Fire, Orange County EMS, all assisting us in this, and we're hoping to bring it to a good resolution.
And has there been progress up on the roof? How many people have been able to talk to him?
I can't get into details, mm-hmm. and I can tell you that we don't feel there's a threat to the public in general, but we are concerned with the welfare of this person. And our strategy is to actively engage that person in dialogue. Specifics about the incident, I can't get into at this point.
And what is the what can you tell us about traffic for people who are driving around on the roads, maybe thinking about coming towards downtown Chapel Hill Carrboro?
It's obviously going to be difficult as East Main Street is extremely busy, especially at this time of day. For people on bikes and on foot, we'd recommend you go Roberson Street to the bike path, and you can pop out on Brewer Lane to completely bypass the area. For people that have reservations at the Hampton Inn, they can check in with an officer at Merritt Mill and East Main Street and come in through the back of the parking deck. And we have also people that are trying to get to some of the businesses. The businesses in the immediate area are going to be directly affected. Mm-hmm. They're not going to have access for their customers. But in general, we would ask people to avoid the area. And if you do have to get to the area, just be creative. You will not be able to get your vehicle through or on foot down East Main Street or on bicycle. So obviously for folks that are used to traveling that route, it's going to be kind of difficult.
Is the bike path still open? We had a question about that.
Oh, yes. Yes, the bike path is still open. The one that runs behind the Arts Center, mm-hmm. that is still open. And I would say for bicycles and pedestrians, that's going to be an excellent bypass.
And finally, we're speaking with Chris Atack, captain from the Carrboro Police Department. I know you've got a very immediate situation to deal with, but do you have any sense of a time frame, how much longer before Carrboro Police think that this will be resolved?
I can't speculate as to that. I mean, if we're dealing with the safety and welfare of somebody, we'll be out here all night if it comes to a good resolution. So we're committed to bring this to best resolution we can think of, and that's why we're out here with the resources and relying on our community partners and agencies. That's part of the teamwork, and that's why we're out here. Mr. Chansky here had a question, and he wanted me to say that we do actually have trained negotiators mm-hmm. Involved. We have at least 3 negotiators involved from the Carrboro and the Chapel Hill negotiations unit, so they are actively involved.
Have all 3 of them been involved?
Initially, no. But I want to say probably from the first 20 to 25 minutes, we've had negotiators on the scene.